אנחנו עולים לפני שבת. Let's have the Mishnah in 24 hours. Famous Mishnah, we all know the Mishnah. And the idea is not only to know it, and that to our Yori, that should go to El Nebameich. It's not enough to know the Mishnah, you have to be able to bring it to your heart. It says the Mishnah as well. Hayim Kai, Mishnah Yitetz. Kol mi shiyesh biyuldo shkoy shikur hanuli. Every one of these three mitzvos, mitalmidov shel Amoravini. It's a Talmud from Amoravini. שלושת רומא חיילם, תרדיק למידס, תלמיד דב שמר לברוש, ויש מידס, אי אין טויבה, נער גוד אי, ריח למיכה, למענובה, נפש שוויילה, אין נוטה בלטאבה, דן בתלמיד דב שמר לברוש, את התלמיד לברוש, אי אין רו, ריח לרויה, כי על האי אין רו, בד אי, ריח לרויה, ואני אין בלגאבה, נפש רחובה, אם יהיה בלטאבה, דן תלמיד דב שמר לברוש. Zet de materiën. Wie dan zo'n Robini, noemen we Nelly, wat een troegeuze is weet. Het andere Robini, Robini bevaren, eindelijk met stappen in de maas in de schoen. Het is helemaal die hals, maar eindelijk groeien we het moment naar geheim. Het is niet groeien we het, maar het zijn jealous van alle people. We eten dat in nog kinderen. Ja, nog kinderen. Als ik geheim moet zien, dan komen we hier, we vijf maar op schoen, maar dan nergens nooit. Immer geht mir alles zurück nach. Ich wollte halt den Mann hier auf Stoi, so wie fein muss ich da mit mir noch innen auf Gott haben wir Kinder. Gott haben wir Kinder. Und dann, wie fein riecht mir mich, ist auch nur. Weil wir wissen, wir müssen auf der Eifel, ist auch nur. Wir schweilen, wir sind hier, wir sind hier, wir sind hier, und wir fein, wir sind hier, 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 So the Insa is the end of Kinder and Tava and Kuvit. Ayin Hu means Kinder. In Genesis, you're about Ayin, Genesis for the people. Riech Kivoye means Balgava, Kuvit. And Nefesh Kuvit means about Tava. So it's Kinder and Tava and Kuvit. Huma Vini wasn't generous for the people. He did what he wanted to Balgava, he was humble. And he wasn't about Tava, he wasn't about Tava. In Bilo Paket, we find Bilo, Ashkan, Ayin Hu, He knew that Hashem's word doesn't want to curse the Eden, and he said in Ritli, Bullock, Bloy, Baisi, Kesev, Azuah, he wanted help, he was jealous of other people's money, if he'll have a Bullock will give him Kesev, Azuah. Here, Gemoyah, he says, the Eim Shemaya, Eim Rekai, the Dain, the Asari, was Malgava. The Shechome, the big Baltava, he gave the Aitza, the big Mavka, the daughter, the Vaz Vaz, and he himself was boring his own, Usoy, his own donkey, the Baltava. Says the Mishnah, Now, why Talmid of Shabovini, Bishop of Berusha? What's the difference? Bishop of Bini, Ochboy Mazayn, Ochboy Mazayn, they have this one, not that one, Shneima, they have a Yesh, they have this one, Yesh is this one, Yesh is this one, Ayn is that one, Yesh is Ayn, they have a Yesh, the Bini family have this one, but some of Allah, they also have a Mabu. Bishop of Berusha, Yush, Yehenem, Yehud, 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 Shneima, the Alto, Likim, Trim, Yehud, 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 So it's a very interesting Mishnah. Who doesn't know the difference between Bilo and Maruah? Ah, beide Talmiyav Kille. Beide steigen du. Beide am Strahlech, beide am Mutter Pais, beide am Wasser Socken. Ma, beide Talmiyav, what's the difference? Beide Talmiyav. Ähnliche, ähnliche Yid, ähnliche Yidjatsch. What's the Shalom, ma, beide? Another question is, what's Talmiyav? Talmiyav, is that a Talmiyav of Yidjatsch? I live in this way, I'm Talmud, I live in this yeshiva, I'm from Talmido. The Talmud says, the Mishnah won't teach a very big limit. We think one person's about middles, one person isn't about middles. Both are the same Eid, both are Elohim, both got the toilet, both keep Shabbos. He doesn't love it, man, about middles, less about middles. He hasn't got this, not jealous, he's jealous. Says the Mishnah, no, man, by Talmido is completely different. Much more than you think. You think it's only his Talmid, isn't it? Not. It's much more than that. Talmid Shalom Avini don't only get Oilem Abu, even Oilem Azeda. So it's a different, completely different Metzias. The Talmid Shalom Avini means that Avini is Mislamish Kibyuchel in his Neshoma. Every Yid got a mitzvah of Shalom Avini. We say davening Mugan Abu, we say. So the Poshman Lepshat, everyone Yid got a mitzvah as part of Shalom Avini. En moeder of een witch dog, our sport of our wind. En hier het gaat een shuma, het gaat een chalje van our wind in hemzelf. So, Talmina, Shalmina means that a person is besnag in the middes, toivis, of our wind, of kin, not having kin, not being jealous, not looking to be a bargava, not looking to be a bargava. It's much more a stab, he has good middes. Gashmi is to say, somebody who's got good nature, he has good middes. Much more than that. He awakens in himself the mitzvah of Ramavini, he awakens in himself the spark of our forefathers on earth every year. He becomes mamish connected to Ramavini, his Talmud of Ramavini, and his whole source of life, a different source, is a source of the condition. Oilem Hazeh is different, not only Oilem Abu. His whole Oilem Hazeh is a different concept, different way of looking at this world, a different enjoyment of life, a different mitzvah of life. He's living in a different world. And somebody who has midas ruas, his kinder, to have a covered, not only is not about midas, no, it's a different mitzias. He gets connected to Bilam Arusha. Bilam Arusha said, Diya Hisi Kumoy. The Sura Deutsch, the Mishnah says, Medure, Hanoide Memoy. Somebody says, Neide from Moy. Moy means Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu has got a name called Moy. We know all the different names of Moshe Rabbeinu. One of his names is Moy. Bilam was Mesfal, I want to have a chisi kemoi. Like Moshe Rabbeinu, in every Yid, you know, a spark of Moshe Rabbeinu. I want to have a spark in every single Yid, Bilam Moshe. Unfortunately, his tefillah was discovered. So if a person goes after the minutes of Bilam Moshe, he awakens in himself the spark of his Gashmi Stikadum that has an essence to the spark of Bilam. So it's not only Stani has been his ruas, he connects to a different source of life. His Oilem Hazeh, Oilem Abu, a different life. Says the Mishnah, Ma'al Bayin Talmid Rav Uriah, the teacher of Oilem Abu, which was different. Talmid Rav Uriah, Oilem Hazeh, and Oilem Abu. Even this one is a different Oilem Hazeh. Shalema, Akhla Abba Yayish, and Son of Allah, it's a Rochnistik Oilem Hazeh, this one is different. Somebody is a Talmud of Bilam Arusha, Yoshim Gehenim in this world. This world's a Gehenim. Besides the Yoshim Bayin Shachas, that world's a Bayin Shachas. Somebody who lives a life of middas toimus has oilem hazeh, besides oilem abu. He's living in a different source of life. Somebody who has middas ruas, besides oilem abu, besides yudin lebayim shachas, the world's a world of Gehenna. He suffers his pain of kidden, tav, and kumet. He lives a life of Gehenna. That's the chiddush. That's ma'abayim. That's the chiddush ma'abayim. Much more than you think. What's the answer? What's the answer? Says the Mishnah, for me, Efterboch. The person who lives with the Tuchim in a minna. The Tuchim in a minna, that's the source of Ravini was out. A person who has a minna in the Tuchim, he believes the Kodesh Baruch Hu. He trusts in Hashem. He knows everything that happened in this world comes from Hashem. Takes away jealousy. Says jealousy, everybody's got his own chalik in the world. He takes away Bargava, he feels humble for Kodesh Baruch Hu. He feels how much he owes the Kushbuch Yakuz Atoy and takes away the Tavak, he realizes that he's come on this world for a Tachlis of Zubay Kushbuch. That's Pshat in the Mishnah. Hakine, the Hatavim, the Hakuvit, Moitzin Esu Namin, Hu Oilam. When you are immersed in Kine, in Tavim and Hakuvit, Moitzin Esu Namin, Hu Oilam. You couldn't have a source of life from Oilam Abu. You could have a source of life from Abu Mavini, which gives you a gashmistiki geshmak alive, besides Oilem Abu. Lahach lehav a yayish, which is the sign of Malai. And if you have kinet ha'alakot, you go out of this world, you're a different world, you're a world of Bilam Arusha, a different source of life, even a gashmist. Bilam Arusha didn't understand this. Midyan sent messengers to Bilam Arusha. Why? We have Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, Yidin have Moshe Rabbeinu. Dance to Hashem, and it's a Novi. So we need something similar. We need Bilam, it's also a Novi. Also spoke Novius. So let's bring Bilam. He'll curse the Eid. That was the plan of Midyan and Moav. Quite a straightforward plan. We have Moshe Rabbeinu a Novi. We have Bilam a Novi. So we all know the interesting, I think Parshas Bura, where my childhood was the most exciting parsha, when the donkey starts to speak.
Yeah.
So it's a very exciting passion. But what's the idea of this nest? Why was it necessary to make a nest that a donkey should start talking? What was the significance of this nest? What's the shaykhis? If it wouldn't speak, tzedakah, it was the climax of the yeshiva to be able to discover over the shita of Bila was the donkey speaking. What's the chiddush? Donkey speaking. It's a big chiddush. This Bila thought if he has the via, he can fight Moshe Rabbeinu. He didn't realize that the via of Bila is no comparison to the via of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is Moshe Unabnoit. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Baal Midas Toivus. He refined his nature. He refined his midas. He refined his gift. And then when Hashem was showing the Shechina in the Nevi'ah in Moshe Rabbeinu, it was a holy goal from the Holy Neshama speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He brought the Eden to elevation. He brought the Eden to Madreiges Kedoshes. He brought the Torah to the Eden. He elevated Klal Yisrael. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. Not only the Indian of speaking, but to have a Nevi'ah. The Nevi'ah has to have a kaili kibble, has to have a vessel to hold the Nevi'ah. Then the Nevi'ah can blossom and can flourish. Moshe Rabbeinu was the kaili maskev rocha. He refined himself, and the guf was a kaili for the neshama. And then the Nevi'ah came, it was an elevation of the Klal Yisrael. Isha lekim, Moshe Rabbeinu, toyos Moshe Rabbi. Bilya Marusha was a medieval. He was a nobody. The Shechina spoke to him, it was nothing. The Racham Kodesh says, Hashem, Yusuf Hashem, Duba Befi Bilam. Hashem put a bit of greaseproof paper in the mouth of Bilam, and the Shechina only spoke through the greaseproof paper. What in his kaif in the mouth? The Heilige Racham Kodesh calls Bilam Arusha Abit Shemai Raglai. Couldn't find a better name for Bilam Arusha than Abit Shemai Raglai.
What does that mean? Sorry, what does that mean again?
We have to go to look at the dictionary. A bitch of my Raglayim. That's what the Racham Kodesh. I can say the Racham, I can't say my own translation. I can only say Racham Kodesh.
I was going to say with Bilam, I mean, he managed to make the, they sinned with the Moabite women.
They
managed to do that.
I can't touch the man in the Sprach, but there's nichts to do with the Racham Kodesh. Du nur noch Rusch von der Kamer kommt nicht. Kommt Pia Chazir. Kommt Pia Chazir. Pia Chazir kommt sie. Sie haben sie noch mit ihm. Ein Jahr mit wir. Mit wir, Hashem, wollte die geben die Chance. Die geben die Chance. Ob ihr such a low life, such a noch low mit ihm. Hashem couldn't go with his greifen im Maul. Weil Jus, was ich am Dumme mit Pia, der Alter, der Stücke, der Chazizle. Und dann wir came through his greifen im Maul. Wie gefällt Moshe Rabbeinu? Der Osten mit wir. No, he didn't understand it. He has the fear, he can fight Moshe Rabbeinu. So Hashem showed Bilam, even a donkey can have the fear. Even a donkey can also talk. The fear from the Eibishter. But not a donkey. You're a donkey. You're good. You're worse than a donkey. You're a chazir. Which means to show that the inner of the fear, not the fear is only the person who finds himself. And he finds his goof. As in the Shomer enlightens his goof, then his Zeuchet to have the prophecy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as then the Via enlightens Klal Yisrael, lifts Klal Yisrael. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. Bilam Arusha is trying to fight Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Because he had the Via, Rekom Yisrael Ki Moshe, Al Bimus Oilam Kom. He had a very big Madreiga of the Via. But since he wasn't refined, and his body wasn't the Kaili Kibbutz, it's just like the donkey talking. So that was the climax of the lesson. That's why Hashem had made this lesson that a donkey should talk to teach Bilam. You're just like a donkey, you're same like a donkey. I asked the Nevi'ah Sigunish, because I also came from the Nevi'ah, a virus, in Misa, in Hebrakdisha, forget. Just why this is to teach us that the Indian is somebody who is Nizza, to be an Ayan Toive, a Yichna Micha, a Nevi'ah Shevaila, his Talmidah of Shalom Avini. The Ravini's Kedisha enlightens his body in his goof and his neshama, and then he's zoicha to have this world and that world from the source of Kedisha. Masha, I have somebody who is mechibah to ayahu, riech nemiche, riech giboya, neef shechuma, kila tabu kumat. He might even do all the mitzvahs. He might even have prophecy. But if he hasn't got ministries, his whole body is refined, and then the whole Torah that he doesn't know about the Via that he has can bring down Klal Yisrael. It's no malice. It's Talmidah Shalom 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 Arusha. A different source, completely of life. We also find the Heilige Racham Kodesh as Yotzeh was yesterday. Why was it necessary that the donkey should see the Malach three times. Not necessarily three times. Says the Chamashim, Maltiger insight, Maltiger thought. Also, it goes in the same way. We think there's Yidin and there's Goyim. Both Be'etzim have the same body. And both like to eat and sleep. Omer, as we heard before, the Yidin's got restrictions, tariff restrictions. And the Goyim can do what he wants. So it's Be'etzim, it's the same sort of idea, same life, same world. Different way of life, different Be'etzim are the same. We know Goyish Shabbos Chayim Nisa. A Goy is the new Shabbos to Shabbos. And what Shabbos we say, Hamavdil by Koydesh Lechoy, by Oyel Lechoshech by Yisrael Lame. It's the Chalish a connection. Like we have Doimim, or we have Tzoymayach, we have Doimim which means the stones, we have Tzoymayach things that grow, then we have Chay, animals that live, then we have Medabla, somebody who talks. It says in the Al Beprak, just like there's Doimim, Tzoymayach, Chay, Medabla, there is Yisrael. It's not pshat, it's not the same thing, but it's a he, it's a different mitzvah. Says the Chacham Kodesh, when Hashem wanted to change the donkey, to make the donkey able to talk, he couldn't give stam, the koyach hadibur. To be able to talk, you have to have the koyach hatzimicha and the koyach hachai in a big bigger than chayke. It's not pshat, the doimim is a doimim. Then the tzimayach is plus tzimayach. Then there's the chai plus chai. Then Madame Prof, no. To be a chai, even your koyach atzmicha has to be better, stronger. To be a Madame, even your koyach atzmicha and your koyach chai has to be stronger. So to enable this donkey to become a Madame, it was necessary to strengthen the koyachs and the values of even the koyach atzmicha and even the koyach chai to be able to become a Madame. Because when we say things in a big amount of Reiger, it's not only one Hosofa, it's the whole Mitzvah from source spot is elevated. So to enable the donkey to talk, have to see the Malach three times. One, to elevate the Koyach of the Tzmicha of the donkey, and then to add the Koyach to the Chai of the donkey. Now, third time, it was possible to talk. What was the lesson? Yisrael, you think a Yid and a Goy are the same thing? But a Yid, the Koyach had Tzmicha, the Koyach HaChai, the Koyach HaMadaba, the source of speech, a different source, completely different source. So you, Bilam, want to try and fight Moshe Rabbeinu, you're different, completely different caliber, different Madraiga. The Yidin are elevated not only in the Nevi'ah, the whole source, the Tzmicha, the Chai, is all a higher Madraiga. This is all the lesson why three times the donkey stood in different places to show that to be able to be a real Madaba, to be a real Yisrael, you have to be completely elevated. Interesting, Rashi says that Summa Be'yudam took a sack. If Bil Merusha will agree to go straight away, that was Yeshua and Barish. If he'll say, wait, then I'm going to Anus. Since he said, Lina Poyalainu, I'm going to Tikru. You should Rashi, three to show this. The three shoulders in Rashi. Summa Be'yudah. Summa Be'yudah. Says Rashi, Kesem Zeh Nokim Be'yudah Zeh Nebediah. Omri, he said, in Yom Ha'Yiguni V'Pama Zois, if straight away he'll say yes, I can come, he'll agree to come with the Shrichim, yes, we're Mamish. In Yitcheni, if he'll say no, let's wait, I'm with the Eges. Hier schon in Balayu on eine Tick. As the Kiva Aya, why did he say three shoulders? If I come straight away, I'm a Bamish. If I push away, I'm a Deilis. In Balayu, I'm a Tick. What three shoulders? Says the Aya the same idea. This Bilal Arusha had to try and show that he got the Kirk of Moshe Rabbeinu. They tried to, they bought a Bilal, to be able to be like parallel to Moshe Rabbeinu. But Moshe Rabbeinu would be fine, what was his Madraiga? When they came to Moshe and Ofchot, and they came to ask about Pesach Shaini, he said, Imli Veshmo. Imli Veshmo.
Pesach Shaini.
Imli Veshmo. 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 Imli Veshmo.
Imli Veshmo.
We found twice. So if I had said, wait, I'll
eat. Yeah, but Shady wasn't Ben Osalaf, was it?
Two stories. Ben Osalaf, right? Now the price of Shem.
Ben Osalaf, but Yaakov is the sport of Ner Shem.
Yeah,
yeah. Ben Osalaf, but Yaakov is
the sport of Ner
Shem. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Peter Shaini.
In the Vashmu. In the Vashmu. Wait, and I'll tell you what Shem says. It's a Madraig. A person can say, a Nubi can say, in the Vashmu is a Madraig. In the Vashmu. Here, they say, let's see if Bilam Agush can try and be like Moshe Rabbeinu. So it depends. If he'll say, straight away I'm coming now, Yesh Ben Mamish, because then it's more than Moshe Rabbeinu. Yesh Ben Mamish. Oh, he's better, he's stronger. Moshe Rabbeinu says, indeed, Vashma. Wait, I'll tell him what Hashem says. If he'll say, straight away, the Parma's voice, yes, I'm coming straight away, without saying, in the Vashma, wow, Yesh Ben Mamish is even greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. If the Khadi, if I say Imdi Vashmu, wait, I'm Tayyis, say. He didn't even say Imdi Vashmu, I'm particular. It's good. I'm particular. So we see it the whole time, constantly, they were trying to compare Moshe Rabbeinu to Bilam Agush. We understand there's no comparison. Even if I say it straight away, it's no comparison. It will be a movie, the element corresponds to really fine. So that's the answer now. Which part of the day is a Yid Oisik Dikin Amitis? Hashem, every Yid is Kvayat in the Torah, every Yid is Moshe Blos in the Prince Palusa. Which part of the day is a Yid Oisik in the Indian of being Dikin Amitis and being Talmidah Shalom Avini? If we say that it's so important to be a Talmidah Shalom Avini, when do we Oisik every day in this Indian of being a Talmidah Shalom Avini? Hence is tefillahs over sticky. We daven 3 times a day. The tefillah is the Indian of betuchen. And we have to boch. We should conclude that we have to boch to be able to be Balmidas Toibis and not to have kinder, not to have jealousy, and not to have yam, not to have tamer. It's very important to have our winner in the Eibishter. Then we have betuchen in the Eibishter. And then we can overcome all our middle schools. A person isn't jealous because he realizes whatever I have, Hashem gives me. Whatever somebody else has, Hashem gives him. What shall I be jealous? What the hell to be jealous? What shall I be jealous? And then you know, Kuvat, I'm seeking Kuvat. That is with Hashem, Hashem will give me. Why am I seeking Kuvat? A person realizes that Hashem rules the world, he feels humble. Tava, a person realizes Kuvat's world for attack, not to be Tavas. Kuvat is the world for prosper, for oil of Abu, the king of Tavas. So when's the time of Shkain now for Tuchim? That is the time of Tefillah. So we all know Shaitan Mugna Roa, Moshem the Real Kudish, before Davening, Kudish, and the Kabul, the Mitzvah, we have to, because the Natura and the tax of Tefillah is to reach the Madreike of the Uvas. Tefillah, Uvas, Dignan. Our Uvas, they are the second of Tefillah. Because the Tefillah is the notion of connection. I connect with my sister. Tefillah. The tefillah is connection. We connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu by having a minhag b'tochen and saying the words of tefillah, realizing everything that comes from Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the way how our goal is to reach for Hakol Rav Kamoichem. That's why at the end of davening, when does davening end? The whole davening is like it's like a hemshach. We start with kavunas, then we say the psikin zimra, then we speak about the maluchim, b'chis kishma. Then we don't have to be that's all going up. As the Rashi says in the book, it's like we go into the palace. First we say the Kabunas, then we go to the next chamber, we go, we say the Buddha Melech Shirim of Psikina Zimra. Then we go to the next, then we say the Kaddish of the Kabunas, it's the first chamber. Then we say, go to the second chamber, we say the Shirim of Buddha Melech, second chamber, Kaddish. Then it's the third chamber, we go to the third chamber, we start speaking about the Maluchim. Kudish, Baruch Maluchim. Then the fourth chamber is quiet into the palace of Eibishter. That's Shmonesa. Then is Yiris HaShefer. Then Asher will see it, the Shefer comes down. One saw, one of the Tzadikim said, people, they're down. Come to Asher and they leave the Shul. It's so silly. Yet it's time for the Shefer. Now's the time of the Chalike. You're down, you go to the chamber of the king. In the biggest chamber, you reach the highest chamber, now when you go out, you get the Shefa. Hashem, time the Shefa. It's called, the Ashkenazim is called in the Surah, Yerines HaShefa. The Shefa comes down. So then you go and then you put take a tefillin and you leave before Ashkam will see him. You're sinning, you're losing the Shaifa. So the emphasis of the end of Davening is the end of Ashkam will see him. Then we have the extras of the Yoim and the Machlisachal, Maktoides, but the end of Davening is, here's the Shaifa is Ashkam will see him. How do we finish the Ashkam will see him? What are the first, that last words of Ashkam will see him? Yevri v'chu yoydai shereich yozavtu da sheikh v'ashem v'yivtri v'bitri v'ashem adai ha'at ki v'kor ha'ashem tzirum v'yivtri v'chu v'yivtri shereich. The matura, the goal of davening is to be talmidim of Avraham Avinu, to have a minne v'ani eftach boch, to have betuchim v'ashem, and through that to be able to be connected to Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak Yaakov, and to have their minnes, and to be able to overcome jealousy, and to overcome the gavur and tavur. That's through the Kabula, the Hatlachmor, through the Davin, through the Abinah Betuch, through saying the words connected to the Ovis HaKdosh. And we finish the Davin and we say, V'itri v'Hashem adai yad, ki v'ko Hashem tzir alumen, v'yivtri v'chu yoyde shmeichu, l'ozavtu n'asheich v'Hashem. And some say, the Tzvach HaLisit say, Chizk, Tzvach HaLisit say, Chizki, v'yamaz l'ravko v'yachem n'Hashem. So the Holy Name is a tefillah, the Holy Name is finish our holy to for our hearts to become better hearts. We finish with Chizki v'yamaz levavchem kalam yachem Hashem. That's the whole matur of davening. When a person realizes what the matur of davening is, it's a completely different. Chayshik to dam, I'm going to come to speak to Kodesh Baruch Hu to be mechazik my yeminim betuchim, to be mechazik my ahavas yisrael, and to become connected to a different source of life. We know the famous kasha. Eisel and Yaakov, Yaakov and Eisel, they argued on two worlds. There was Machloikis. Eisel took this world, and Yaakov took Olam Habo. So all the Mefarshim asked the question, I see a Yid living in a nice house, he has a nice car, he has a shahol in the house as well. That belongs to Eisel. He can Yaakov, he can a Yid home, how can a Yid have Gashmias? If we say Eisel took Olam Habo, Olam Habo, the Yid's already born in a klein hazel, pas peilig teuchel, maim shim tishke, just about to be able to live. Oyle Mabu, ya! Oyle Mazei, but we know, as the Tamil Shabu Mavini, Noichle Oyle Mazei! Oyle Mazei get Falim! Hayatuch, it was a Chalika, it was a deal. Isaac took Oyle Mazei, and now he took Oyle Mazei, famous Kash. Says the Rebbe Rebbeile this week said, it's a silly Kash, it's a stupid Kash. Why? Because they think that Oyle Mazei, well, they didn't start Oyle Mazei. Our source of Oyle Mazei is Oyle Mabu. It's a different oil of Azeh, abandoned. The oil of Azeh that Isaac took, Gehetzai, Gehenim. The oil of Azeh of Gehenim, Gehetzai, abandoned. Yoshua Gehenim. The oil of Azeh of Gashmias, and the way Isaac interprets it, that's his Heilig. But our oil of Azeh is in Hanchli, Haba, Yaish, but the Sayyid of Allah is a different oil of Azeh. The whole source of oil of Azeh is a different oil of Azeh. It's oil of Azeh that belongs to the oil of Abu, that's connected to the Osak Dosh. That's why, when we daven, that's the time when we get the shefa. Why? When we daven, we connect to the others. We connect to the others. Our source of life is from the Rochnias. The Meile, we can be as Palel, on Refia, on Parnusa, on Gashmias and Rochnias. That's the connection. What's the connection of davening to Hashem with the Holy Shabbat Lev? Why are Hatlach, Moichu, Midas Toibus, the Holy Tfile, we understand, is a time when we come and daven to Hashem to give us all we need. Gashmias, Rochnias. What's the connection with Philip being a time to refine our midas? It's two different things. No, it's not two different things. If you want to come to Hashem, to down for Shefa, keep it an Eisov, keep it the Sutton, excuse me, is a Yid. Only Mabu is for him, not this world. Why is he asking all these Tfilis, Abu Ghalaini, and Fuaini, and all these Gashmias to get Tfilis? It doesn't belong to a Yid, belongs to a Goy, not to a Yid. So we say, no, we're connecting to Midas Toivus through Tfilis Lomastiknen. We are besakin our midas of Shabbalev. We are besakin our midas of Betochim. We are besakin Bitchim by Betochim Hashem. So, Maile, our whole source of life is from Rochnias. So, even the Gashmias, the different Gashmias, Gashmias that comes from a different source. Now, Bila, thou, Isaac can't come and say it doesn't belong to you. This oil of Azel that we're speaking about doesn't belong to Isaac, belongs to Klaus. I wish to love, which is the Kabisha of Ravini. No power, shave, and was looking at five Shabbos.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah.